Health is consistency. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Health is consistency. It is so easy for us 1 minute to think we're well and the other minute to think we got a problem. It's so easy for us to go around bemoaning our state of health and be wondering why our state of health is not beautiful and fantastic and glorious. We wonder just why that is. And of course, it is because we are inconsistent. When we 1 minute say our health is perfect, and the next minute we say I got a problem, then we are being inconsistent. It's difficult to be consistent and say I'm healthy, when there is a condition in our body that says, hey, look at me, I got a hurt here, you know, look at me, I got a pain, I got a problem here, look at me. And that's exactly what it wants us to do. It wants us to look at the problem and give that problem power, give that problem the ability to grow and to remain there. But really, what we want to learn how to do is to completely ignore the problem. Turn our attention to the truth about ourselves. I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect now. We train ourselves in thinking these thoughts. Should any problem come up in our life or in the life of anyone that we're working with, whose family or friends or whatever, and we are treating them for perfect health, we say, all is in divine order right now. All is perfect right now. I'm whole and perfect right now. Now you say, well, that's inconsistent with the appearances. The appearances say that there's a problem. Yes, that's true. The appearances are going to say that. Your car can say, I'm dirty. But underneath it, it's beautifully clean. It's wonderfully clean. And if we look at the dirty car and we say, that's a dirty car, we proclaim a falsehood about that car. That car has dirt on it. It is not a dirty car. That car has an appearance on it which does not belong to it. Our body may have an illness that does not belong to it. Our body may have a physical problem which does not belong to it. And we don't want to say, we have a dirty car. We have a car with dirt on it. We don't want to say we have an unhealthy body. We have a body that has the appearance of being unhealthy. But we do not want to accept that. We're going to wash that away. Wash all of that away. Release that from ourselves completely and wonderfully and perfectly and totally. Because that's not our reality. That's not who we really are. We must be consistent with what and who we really are. And what and who are we really? With what are we being consistent? Are we being consistent with a falsehood or a truth? Are we being consistent with inconsistency? Or are we being consistent with consistency? Sounds almost a little ludicrous and strange and crazy. But hey, no problem. No problem. Just remember, a dirty car is a car with dirt on it. It's not a car that is a dirty car, that is a car that is terrible in every possible respect of the way. That's a dirty child. No, that's a child with dirt on him. No, that's a dirty child. He's got a dirty mind. Oh, then he has a mind that has some thoughts in it that are not harmonious with his highest good. His mind is not dirty. He merely has taken some thoughts in there. And we have taken thoughts into our mind that we are not healthy when we say, I got a problem. We have put some dirt in our mind, and that dirt does not belong to us. It's not our reality. It's not that which we really are. We want to wash that dirt right out of our mind. Wash that dirt right off of our body. Our body is the temple of the living spirit. Our body is designed to be perfect in every respect 100% of the time. Now, our body reflects what our thoughts are. And when our thoughts say that we have been going through a dirty atmosphere and we've got dirt all over our body or all over our car, we have a dirty car, and we say, gee, that's not very good. We've got to wash that off of there, because our atmosphere, our world that we live in, not that we pass through sometimes, that we live in, is beautiful and pure and perfect and wonderful. You see, sometimes we pass through experiences of dirt, you might say, and that dirt gets on our bodies. We pass through experiences of illness and inharmony. We pass through experiences that of lack, and we pass through experiences of all sorts of things. And they leave their residue on us, and we have to wash that off. And it's not really a matter of washing it off. It's a matter of purifying our thought to see that we are whole and perfect. That's not our reality. I was talking to a plumber about golden retrievers and Labradors, and he said that if you would take bones from the butcher and you would cook those bones and you let the dog have those nice big knee bones and so forth, and then that'd be good for him to chew on, good for his teeth and everything. And then if you would feed him the stuff that you have boiled out of the bones, if you would feed him all of that material that came off of the bone, his skin would be so beautiful. The marrow of the bone helps to feed the natural oils of his skin. His skin would be so wonderful, you'd never have to give him a bath, the fellow said. He said, dogs like this are really not designed to have a bath. Their bath is their natural oils of their body, but they have to have those natural oils in them. And those natural oils, once they are in them, they purify that dog so that he has no dirt clings to him, no bad odors cling to him. He's fresh, always beautiful smelling. Hey, if we were to plant beautiful thoughts in our body, in our mind, about ourselves, then we would be purifying our skin, so to speak, in such a beautiful way that nothing could cling to it that was unlike the nature of us. It'd be like the dog eating this bone material. Nothing like, unlike the nature of the dog could cling to it. Wouldn't that be wonderful? To just speak our word and say, I'm whole and perfect, and allow all that which is imperfect just to sort of dust off, just flow away, let the wind carry it away, and it's gone forever and ever. And we live in the consciousness of wholeness and purity and perfection. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Try it. It's a good idea. You're certainly designed equally to what a dog is designed to. So accept it. The infinite designs us in us as whole and perfect all the time. Say that, know that, and enjoy it. I see you whole and perfect because I'm a practitioner, and I'm your practitioner as long as you listen to me. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for more information. A practitioner will greet you on the phone, and you say to the practitioner, I would like some information on healing treatment. And the practitioner will say, great. And they will work with you and show you the path that they understand so beautifully. Call 1-888-463-8654 and let the miracle of your inner perfection shine forth today and always. I love you. I love you. I love you.